欢迎各位收听美国之音中文部播出的英语教学课程，收听美国英语 Tuning in the USA。 这是第27课的第二讲，我是肖华。
我是郑玉文。哎，肖华，上一课我们讲到 Stewart 家的一个儿子 Richard 去帮新邻居 Michael 和 Eva 搬家的事，那么在今天要讲的课文里，这 Stewart 一家有些什么活动呢？
今天的课文呢，是讲 Stewart 一家为了庆祝7月4号美国独立日而在家里举行 party。 除了他们一家人以外，他们还请了许多邻居来参加，包括新邻居 Michael 和 Eva。 哎，玉文，你参加过这样的聚会吗？
当然了，我几乎啊每年都参加。美国人在独立日的时候都在后院举行烧烤自助餐，他们在后院啊都有一个用来烧烤的炉子，食品呢就放在炭火上面的架子上烤，特别有意思。
好，现在我们一起来听整个课文的录音。听了全文录音之后呢，我们还要和大家一起把课文分段来听。
好，下面是课文的全文。
Come and get it! Hot dogs and hamburgers are ready!
My sister Susan does the cooking every year.
It was really nice of your family to invite us to your 4th of July picnic.Thank you for making us feel so at home in Riverdale.
You're welcome. We're just happy you could join us.
Do you have this party every year?
Sure. Every Independence Day. We've been doing it for 10 or 15 years.
Are there always this many people here?
More or less. There's all of our family, of course, plus many of our neighbors. The Goldbergs, the Lindstroms, Mrs. Romero...And the Masseys, have you met them?
Not yet. They live across the street, don't they?
That's right. There they are. They're playing volleyball with my parents and my brother.
I'm sorry, I've forgotten your brother's name.
My brother's name is Robert, but we call him Robbie.
Boy, Robbie's a good volleyball player.
He loves it. He would rather play volleyball than any other sport.
I think he's been playing all afternoon.
I'm sure he has. But pretty soon it'll be too dark to see the ball.
What happens then?
The fireworks, of course. They should be starting just as soon as it's dark. So come on. We had better get some food soon.
That was a great hot dog.
Susan is a great cook. She buys the best hot dogs from the butcher.Then she cooks them slowly over a charcoal fire.
She told me that she made the relish herself with vegetables from your dad's garden.
Every year. Oop. There are the fireworks.
The fireworks. They're beautiful.
Red, green, blue, and yellow.
You know, all across America, people will be watching fireworks tonight.
Last year, we went to New York City for the fireworks. There's a beautiful display over the Brooklyn Bridge. People come from all over to see it.
So, of course, the traffic there is terrible.
Well, we don't have to travel to see great fireworks.
You're lucky to be able to see them from here.
But, Eva, both of us are lucky. It's your neighborhood now, too.
各位听众，整个课文呢听完了，下面我们分段来听。在听的时候呢，我们会把英文句子翻译成中文，请大家特别注意听刚才听全文的时候没有听得太清楚的地方。听完以后呢，我们再给大家讲解一些有用的词语。
课文的第一段是 Michael 和 Eva 应邀到 Stewart 家做客，参加庆祝独立日的聚会， Richard 正在和他们聊天。这段对话一开始是 Susan 在叫大家去拿吃的。
Come and get it! Hot dogs and hamburgers are ready!
哎，来呀，来拿吃的，热狗啊和汉堡包做好了。
My sister Susan does the cooking every year.
每年都由我妹妹 Susan 来做吃的东西。
It was really nice of your family to invite us to your 4th of July picnic. Thank you for making us feel so at home in Riverdale.
你们请我们来参加7月4号的烧烤聚会真是太好了。 你们使我们在 Riverdale 感到无拘无束，很自在，真是非常感谢。
You're welcome. We're just happy you could join us.
不用客气，你们能来参加，我们就很高兴。
Eva 说 ，Fourth of July picnic， 也就是七月四号的烧烤聚会。Picnic 原来的意思是野餐，烧烤聚会呢，一般是在后院，在室外举行的，所以在这里也可以用 picnic 这个词。
烧烤聚会的食品呢，那是各种各样，有的烤牛肉、排骨，那有的呢就烤鸡肉、羊肉什么的。
嗯，小华，说到吃的，我是非常喜欢吃烤的蔬菜，像是青椒啊、洋葱啊，特别啊是老玉米。
哎，玉文，从课文来看呢 ，Stewart 家当天做的好像就是热狗和汉堡包啊。
对，听众们大概都知道 ，cook 就是做饭，是动词。可是你有没有注意到 Richard 说的 ，My sister Susan does the cooking every year。美国人经常说 do the cooking。
对，要是问今天谁做饭呢，你可以说 Who's going to cook today？ 但是呢，美国人往往会说 Who's going to do the cooking today？
哎，那么洗碗该怎么说呢 ？Wash the bowls？
没有这么说的。美国人的习惯说法是 do the dish。dish 在这里呢，就是指盘子啊、碟子啊等餐具。
比如说，姐姐说 I did the dish yesterday。It's your turn today. 意思就是我昨天洗了碗，今天啊该轮到你了。这段对话里呢还有一个非常有用的短语 ，to make someone feel at home. Eva 对 Richard 说 ，Thank you for making us feel so at home in Riverdale. 大家都知道 ，at home 就是在家里的意思。To make someone feel at home， 意思就是。让某人感到像在家里一样的随便，没有拘束，
也就是宾至如归。那 Eva 的意思呢，就是 Stewart 一家这么欢迎他们，让他们觉得很自如。尽管呢，他们是刚刚搬到一个新的地区，但是没有觉得陌生。
所以了，每当有客人来访的时候，美国人最常说的一句话就是 Please make yourself at home， 也就是请不要客气。
好，下面我们来听第二段课文。这一段是 Richard 在向 Michael 和 Eva 介绍他们家每年举行类似 party 的情况。
Do you have this party every year?
你们每年都举行这样的聚会吗？
Sure. Every Independence Day. We've been doing it for 10 or 15 years.
没错，每年独立日，我们举行这样的聚会已经有十年或者十五年了吧。
Are there always this many people here?
老是有那么多人参加聚会啊。
More or less. There's all of our family, of course, plus many of our neighbors, the Goldbergs, the Lindstroms, Mrs. Romero, and the Masseys. Have you met them?
差不多，当然我们全家都在，再加上许多邻居 ，Goldberg 家 ，Lindstrom 家的人，有 Romero 太太。还有 Masseys 家的人，你们认识他们吗
？Not yet. They live across the street, don't they?
还没有，他们是住在街对面，是吧
？That's right. There they are. They're playing volleyball with my parents and my brother.
对，他们在那里，正在跟我父母和弟弟打排球呢。
从这段对话里，我们可以学到一个常用的语法时态，现在完成进行时，也就是从某一时开始一直在发生的事，而且现在还在继续发生。就像 Richard 说的 ,We've been doing it for 10 or 15 years.
也就是说呀 ,Stewart 一家十年或者十五年前就开始每年举行庆祝独立日的聚会，而且现在还是每年举行。
哎，小华，那我就来应用一下。要是我问你，你英语学多久了 ？How long have you been learning English？
那我就说 ，I've been learning English for a very long time。意思是我学英语已经很长时间了，而且呢，我现在还在学。
另外 ，Richard 告诉 Michael 和 Eva 有哪些邻居来参加聚会的时候说 ：“The Goldbergs, the Lindstroms, 还有 the Messies。”实际上，这三家的姓是 Goldberg、Lindstrom 和 Messy， 在姓的前面呢加上冠词 the， 在后面呢加 s 成为多数，意思就成了这一家人。
玉文，我要是说你们一家人，我就应该说 the Jones。
那么要说是你们全家的人呢，那就是 the Shaws。
对了。
下面这段对话主要是 Richard 告诉新邻居有关他弟弟 Robert 的情况。
I'm sorry, I've forgotten your brother's name.
对不起，我忘了你弟弟的名字。
My brother's name is Robert, but we call him Robbie.
我弟弟叫 Robert, 但是我们都叫他 Robbie.
Boy, Robbie's a good volleyball player.
哟 ，Robbie 真是个好的排球手啊。
He loves it.He would rather play volleyball than any other sport.
他特别喜欢排球，在所有的运动当中，他最喜欢排球。
I think he's been playing all afternoon.
我想他整个下午都在打球。
I'm sure he has, but pretty soon it'll be too dark to see the ball.
没错，可是一会儿天黑了就看不到球了。
Richard 说，我弟弟的名字叫 Robert， 但是我们都叫他 Robbie。 Robbie 是 Robert 的昵称。
许多美国人的名字呢都有简称，或者说呢叫爱称。大多数人把 Robert 都简称为 Bob， B-O-B， 也有人把 Robert 简称为 Rob， R-O-B。 Robbie 实际上 Stewart 一家给 Robert 起的小名。那其他还有一些简称的名字，比如说 William 简称为 Bill， Richard 简称为 Dick， Joseph 简称为 Joe 等等。
对，一般呢都是多音节的名字会有简称，那么单音节的名字，比方说 Paul、 Jack、 Jay 就没有简称了。
另外 Michael 在赞扬 Robbie 是个好的排球手的时候说 BoyRobbie is a good volleyball player.
这里用的 boy 可绝对不是男孩的意思。美国人经常会用 boy 来表示惊奇。要是说，哟，那个女孩可真漂亮，你就可以说 boy, that girl is so pretty.
你也可以说 boy, that cake is so delicious. 那个蛋糕可真好吃。
Boy, 学一种语言可真难呢。
Boy, 你学的可真快呀。
下面我们来听这课文的第四段。在这段对话里 ，Richard、Michael 和 Eva 在谈论 Susan 的烹调技术。
上面一段的最后一句话呢，是 Richard 讲的。他说：“一会儿天黑了就看不见球了，也就是不能再打排球了。” Michael 就接着问
：“What happens then？
天黑了又干什么呢
？”“The fireworks, of course. They should be starting just as soon as it's dark.”
当然是放焰火啦。天一黑，焰火就开始喽。
That was a great hot dog.
这热狗可真好吃。
Susan is a great cook. She buys the best hot dogs from the butcher. Then she cooks them slowly over a charcoal fire.
Susan 很会做饭，她从肉铺子里买最好的小红肠，然后慢慢的在炭火上烤。
She told me that she made the relish herself.With vegetables from your dad's garden.
他告诉我，那调味酱也是他自己做的，用你爸爸花园里种的菜做的。
Every year. Oop. There are the fireworks.
他每年都做。哦，放焰火喽。
Richard 说，等到天黑就看不到球了。于是 Michael 接着就问 What happens then? 从字面上来解释，这个问句的意思是到那时会发生什么呢？实际上就是天黑了，不能打球了， 那大家又干什么呢？
再比方说，我的朋友对我说，他的儿子五月份就大学毕业了，我就可以问 What happens then? 意思是他毕业以后干什么呢？
Michael 说 We had better get some food soon. 这句话的意思是我们还是赶快吃点东西吧。 We had better do something 也是一个常用的句型。
要是说我想买辆新汽车，但是钱还不够，太太就可能对我说 You'd better save from now on. 也就是你还是现在就开始攒钱吧。
我们大家都知道美国人喜欢吃热狗，也就是 hot dog。 可是 Richard 说他妹妹 buys the best hot dog from the butcher， 这里指的呢是生的小肉肠子。 butcher 可以解释为屠夫、刽子手，但是在这里呢是指卖肉的铺子。
美国人在后院用烧烤的炉子往往是用炭火来烤肉或者是其他食品。Richard 说 Then she cooks them slowly over a charcoal fire. 就是说她妹妹 Susan 在炭火上慢慢地烤小肠来做热狗。
Eva 说 Susan 自己做调味的酱，就是 relish。 这种酱是用不同蔬菜做的，美国人习惯、把这种酱放在热狗和汉堡包上面作为调料。
下面是这节课文的最后一段，这个时候大家都在看烟火。 Michael 和 Eva 谈到去年他们到纽约去看烟火的情景，现在我们来听最后一段。
The fireworks, they're beautiful.
烟火，它们真漂亮。
Red, green, blue and yellow.
红、绿、蓝，还有黄颜色。
You know,All across America, people will be watching fireworks tonight.
你知道，全美国的人今晚都会看焰火。
Last year, we went to New York City for the fireworks. There's a beautiful display over the Brooklyn Bridge. People come from all over to see it.
去年啊，我们去纽约市看焰火，在布鲁克林大桥上空放的烟火非常好看，很多人是从外地赶来看的。
So of course, the traffic there is terrible.
所以了，交通就肯定很拥挤。
Well, we don't have to travel to see great fireworks.
我们没有必要为了看漂亮的焰火而旅行。
You're lucky to be able to see them from here.
你很幸运能从这里看到他们。
But Eva, both of us are lucky. It's your neighborhood now too.
可是 Eva, 你我都很幸运，现在你也住在这里喽。
每年的独立日，美国各地都会举行庆祝活动，很多地方特别是大城市都会在晚上放烟火，纽约市当然也不会例外。
Michael 告诉 Richard， 去年国庆他和 Eva 到纽约去看烟火，看到布鲁克林大桥上空放的烟火非常好看。布鲁克林大桥是纽约很重要的交通要道之一。
接着 Eva 说 Traffic there is terrible. Traffic 就是交通，他的意思是由于许多人都从各地来看烟火而使得交通啊非常拥挤。
哎，纽约那个地方别说看烟火了，每天早晨上班那车子都堵得开不动。 The traffic is terrible every morning， 每天早晨的交通都很糟糕。
在这段对话里， Eva 对 Richard 说 You're lucky to be able to see them from here. You're lucky to be able to do something 是一个很普通的句型，要是说你能在这个学校念书是多么幸运呢？
那英文就是 You're lucky to be able to study in this school.
你也可以说你有这么一个老师多幸运啊。
也就是 You're lucky to have a teacher like that.
现在我们已经把整个课文分段听完了，并且给大家做了一些讲解。下面要请大家再听一遍课文的整个录音，然后呢，我们来提几个问题，看看大家能不能用英语来回答。
现在请听课文全文。
My sister Susan does the cooking every year.
It was really nice of your family to invite us to your 4th of July picnic. Thank you for making us feel so at home in Riverdale.
You're welcome. We're just happy you could join us.
Do you have this party every year?
Sure. Every Independence Day. We've been doing it for 10 or 15 years.
Are there always this many people here?
More or less. There's all of our family, of course, plus many of our neighbors, the Goldbergs, the Lindstroms, Mrs. Romero, and the Masseys. Have you met them?
Not yet. They live across the street, don't they?
That's right. There they are. They're playing volleyball with my parents and my brother.
I'm sorry, I've forgotten your brother's name.
My brother's name is Robert, but we call him Robbie.
Boy, Robbie's a good volleyball player.
He loves it. He would rather play volleyball than any other sport.
I think he's been playing all afternoon.
I'm sure he has. But pretty soon it'll be too dark to see the ball.
What happens then?
The fireworks, of course. They should be starting just as soon as it's dark. So come on. We had better get some food soon.
That was a great hot dog.
Susan is a great cook. She buys the best hot dogs from the butcher. Then she cooks them slowly over a charcoal fire.
She told me that she made the relish herself with vegetables from your dad's garden.
Every year. Oop. There are the fireworks.
The fireworks. They're beautiful.
Red, green, blue and yellow.
You know, all across America, people will be watching fireworks tonight.
Last year, we went to New York City for the fireworks. There's a beautiful display over the Brooklyn Bridge. People come from all over to see it.
So, of course, the traffic there is terrible.
Well, we don't have to travel to see great fireworks.
You're lucky to be able to see them from here.
But, Eva, both of us are lucky. It's your neighborhood now, too.
听众朋友，全部课文的录音已经听完了，下面我们来提几个问题，请大家用英语来回答。
What were the Stewarts doing that day? They were having a 4th of July picnic. Who was invited to the party? Many neighbors, including Michael and Eva.What was Susan doing for the party? She did the cooking. What did she cook? Hot dogs and hamburgers. Who is Robbie? Robbie is Richard's brother.What was he doing at the party? He was playing volleyball with his parents and neighbors. What did all of them do after dark? They watched fireworks.
收听美国英语第27课第二讲播送完了。
如果您有问题和意见，欢迎您来信寄到北京邮政信箱9171号，邮政编码100600。
您也可以给我们来电子邮件，地址是英语，也就是中文英语两个字的汉语拼音 @voanews.com。
我是郑玉文，
我是肖华，
谢谢大家收听，
下次节目再见。
Jody.
Hi, 大家好，我是杨晨。
And welcome to American Cafe.
欢迎您到美语咖啡屋。 Jody, 今天这个音乐我怎么觉得这么熟悉啊？
Today, I thought we would introduce Margaret Peng, the Chinese-American woman who we met, who does something quite uncommon. She's a drummer in a Scottish pipe band. Yang Chen, how cool is that?
你说的没错，我对她印象特别的深。这个女孩呢叫 Margaret Peng, 她是一位华裔，是华盛顿苏格兰风笛乐队的队员之一。我想在这种乐队里，中国人可是不多见哈。Margaret Peng 作为一个华裔女孩，她是怎么迷上了这种音乐的呢？我们来听听她是怎么说的。
I'm a tenor drummer in the pipe band, and I started playing when I was in high school. I had a friend who was in the bagpipe band in high school, and that's what she played. And she says, "Come on, join it with me, join it." And so I did it. I didn't think I would keep doing it, but I am.
How many years now?
In this band, I've been in it for 12 years.
Right. Margaret 刚才说啊，她是在高中就加入了乐队，一直到现在，她已经练了12年了，很长的时间。
12 years? Wow.
Uh-huh. 你可以想象吗？他加入乐队的原因啊，其实很简单。他说他当时有一个朋友在乐队里是吹这个 bagpipe 的，就问他要不要参加。他说好啊，就这么参加了，
It's、
非常简单。
That's simple. She was in high school and a friend told her to come join the band.
没错没错，他呢在乐队里呢是鼓手。
Yang Chen, I was so impressed when we saw Margaret Peng twirling her mallets in the air. It's like she was dancing. Really beautiful. Mm-hmm. She explained to me that mallets are actually the sticks that you use to bang the drum.
对，这个 mallet 呢，就是敲鼓用的鼓槌，或者叫小音锤。当时啊，你如果能看到这个 Margaret Peng 在那挥舞的这个小音锤啊，她的姿势非常非常优美，简直就像在跳舞一样。
Oh, the music of the Scottish pipe band is so bizarre, isn't it?
Bizarre?
You know, 奇怪。
奇怪，我想可能这里说奇特更合适吧。
哦，不是奇怪的意思。
Bizarre 当然有奇怪的意思，不过我觉得用在这里说它是奇特更合适一些，因为这个音乐还是很好听的。
I don't think anything sounds quite like the music of Scotland, and especially the bagpipes. While the drums are very familiar, Yang Chen, to many cultures, I don't think the bagpipes are.
It takes a lot of time. It's very difficult. There's a bag that you inflate with a blowpipe in your mouth, and you inflate the bag. Every time you blow, then you squeeze after you finish blowing, and you have to keep the pressure constant so that the drones sound, and then you have to play, and then you have to walk.So there's a lot of things going on at the same time.
说起来这种乐器的中文名字里面有个笛，风笛。其实呢，它和这个中国的笛子呀，或者是这种西洋的长笛相比呢，它要大得多，而且看上去很重啊。
They have to carry all their instruments as they're marching.
Margaret 刚才她提到吹奏这个风笛有一种叫 drone sound。我想我们如果让听众更好地了解这种声音到底是什么，还最好还是让他们听一段这个音乐。
But of course, that's the best way. Let's play a droning bagpipe. 。I mean, picture this, Yang Chen. A group of musicians, men and women, dressed in the same very formal Scottish costume with a kilt, you know, a skirt,and carrying their instruments as they parade around.
你可以想象一下，就是一个人带着自豪感昂首阔步的前进。我还记得当时那个 Margaret Peng 给我印象好深啊，她很威风，对不对？
Exactly.
苏格兰男子身上穿的这种花格裙呢，可以说是苏格兰特有的一种服饰。那么这种裙子正确的说法应该叫 kilt 而不是 skirt。
You're right, Yang Chen. The word is kilt. K-I-L-T.I think Margaret gave a good explanation of the origin of Scottish pipe band music.
And bagpipes are the traditional Scottish instrument used in times of war to help signal whether they were going to retreat or whether they were going to attack.
原来在古代的苏格兰，人们用吹奏 bagpipe 来向这个军队发出信号，告诉他们是应该进攻呢，还是应该撤退。那么最后呢，我们请大家来欣赏一段传统的苏格兰音乐。Jody, 你知道吗？这段音乐还是我的一个朋友演奏的呢。
Oh, that's wonderful. And actually, that's the end of our show today. So thank you for stopping in to American Cafe.
再见。
See ya.